about a few days of Menachov. We're talking about, try and get him.
Bernie Newman. Bernie Rishalmi. It's crazy to see his son.
All right. We're talking about Kal Vachomers, which you can sit down with us for a few minutes. We won't kick you out. We are now back on tape, and we are talking about Kal Vachomer's agenda backfiring. That's why Rabbanan don't make them. Rabbi Yehuda does, and Rabbanan don't. And we made yesterday is that Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda says, if by no star you have to burn it, so Kal Vachomer by Chometz you have to burn it, because Manosar is more Pigul knows he has to burn Kal Vachomer, Chometz is more severe. So therefore, says the Gemara, no, Rabbanan said, it's a nice Kal Vachomer, you don't want to make it because it backfires on you. Because you make such a Kal Vachomer, so then you're going to end up, if you have no firewood, you're not going to burn Chometz, you're not going to destroy it at all. So it's better, in order to get Chometz eradicated, the principle we should say is that no matter what way you can eradicate it, go ahead and eradicate it. So that's what we say. So now we're going to do similar things. Kayetzebo. We are 3, 6, 9 lines down. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Isha ki tazrevi yolda zochor." A woman who gives birth to a male. Ma tamulomer. Why does it say zochor? I'm not sure why the word zochor is extra, but somehow the reason the word zochor is extra. Mata, why say Zohar? Must say Zohar twice, but I can't think of it offhand. But anyway, why does it say the word Zohar? Vishnehemar v'toma shivas yomim v'yom ha-shmini yimo. It says, she should be tomim for 7 days, and the 8th day to have a bris mila. So it says the Gemara, Shomen ibi etzichai. I see that a kid who comes out alive, meaning that he has the potential to have a bris mila on the 8th day, that Mitame Simo 2 months later. He's Mitame's mother 2 months later. However, Minayin Lyotse Mace. I don't know if a kid is stillborn that there's 2 months later for the mother. Shu Mitame Simo 2 months later. I don't know even that case. So that's why it says Zohar. Okay? Now Rabino wants to learn how from the safety of a Kal Vachomer. Rabino, I need done. Let me make a Kal Vachomer. If when the kid comes out alive, Shayna Mitame Simo, he doesn't make his Shalom Aleichem. Long time no see. You know, I saw you twice today already, but this is a special. This is not a bata, not just a re'io. Okay. So we're on that Yud Beis of an Alf. Yud Beis of an Alf. Okay. So if a kid comes out alive, Shayna Matame Simo, he doesn't make his mother Tome, Besaboy Nimo, nor the children who are born with him if it's twins. We'll explain a minute. Besaboy Nimo, nor anybody else who comes with his mother, Litame Lo Ohel, Tuma Shiva. There's no Tuma Soel because he's alive, right? Nevertheless, Matame Simo 2 months later, nevertheless, he makes his mother Tome 2 months later, the tomb for becoming born. Hayotze Meis! If a kid comes out dead, Shumatame Simo, he's Matame his mother, Vesaboy Mimo and his twin, Vesaboy Mimo and any midwife or anybody else who's in the tent, Tuma Shiva. For 7 days of Tumas Meis, Eino Din Shetameis Tuma Imo Tumas Leda, it's not a Kal Vachomer that makes his mother Tome, Tumas Leda, Tuma birth, so it's a Kal Vachomer. He says, I'll learn from Kal Vachomer. If a live child is Mitame the mother, certainly a stillborn child is Mitame the mother. Kal Vachomer. Says Gemara, no, I don't like this Kal Vachomer. Amar lo l'Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no. Called in any Kal Vachomer, Shetchilo Sato Dol Nachmir. You start off being by making a chumrah, right? You say if a live child is metame tumah tumas later, kava chomer. A dead child is metame tumah tumas later, and that's a kava chomer. You're learning how to chumrah. But in the end, of sof lahakil, it's going to end up being a kula. Ain't no thing that's why can't be kava chomer. What's going to be the kula if you make such a kava chomer? I was going to say, Haim Tir Chai follows that if Haim Tir Chai Simo, yes, for 7 days there's Tumah, but for 33 days there you made Tahara. And if you're going to learn out a Kava Chomer, then you're going to have the properties of a dead child from a live child, a stillbirth from a live birth, so you also have to learn out the property that the mother is Tar for 33 days after the 7 days. And that's not true. The Meitara only will relate to a live child, not to a stillbirth. Okay? Yitara afa meisis imo. And that doesn't work. Imo amo imlo zachis miyadin. So therefore, if I can't make kav chomer, because of the implication, which would be far too great a kula, v'chachamra tara zachar, etc. Tara says, it said zachar, l'rabos is a meis to include a dead child, a stillborn child, in this principle that we have, that is, that they have 2 months later. Chayetzibo, similar kavachom, which we reject. Amar Rabbi said, Basukos teshvu shiva, teshvu. Said, sit in sukkos. Sukkos shukodor. You can make the sukkah of anything. Meaning, even, let's say, cactus plants. Shayor Rabbi Yudah Omer. Because Rabbi Yudah said, Rabbi Yudah said, Hadino said, I could make a kavachomer. Shlote sukkah boil me our boss meaning. The sukkah should only come from the four species which you can lose for lulav. Why? Because my lulav, sheno no egg, sheno no egg, yes. Sheno egg, beyond the kid, beyond the lib, let's kill me. Lulav, you don't have it at night. You have it during the day, but not at night. Right? Eno boil me our boss meaning, nonetheless, it only come from the four species. Sukkah, sheno egg, is boil me. A sukkah which comes out at night, even more than in days, it's much more chomer, it's much more severe. And each little tab of Elamir Abbas meaning, it certainly should only come from the four meaning. It's a very strange Kava Chomer, right? So they refute the Kava Chomer, though not on the grounds of its strangeness, but rather on the legalistic grounds we've laid the groundwork for, which is they said to him, nah, can't make such kavu chomra. I'm the Rabbi Yehuda. Kol din shato dan tchilos lachmir. Any kavu chomra start out being a chomra, meaning that you need to have a sukkah from Arba Samini, but ends up being a kula. The sofel hakel ain't odin. It can be kavu chomra. Will be the end of the kavu. Will be the end of kavu chomra. You're making a kula. Hey, hello, matzah by Arba Samini. If you don't find enough, a rava wood or a dasa wood, then you're not going to be able to make a sukkah. You should have a sukkah. You should have a sukkah. Torah said, teishu b'sukkah. Seems like the Torah is trying to expand the mitzvah sukkah, not limit it. So therefore, we say sukkah shall call davar, the sukkah of anything. V'chein Ezra Oema, and as I said about Shir Shmim, v'abiru kol b'chol reim, Yerushalayim, like more, they should say, put out the voice, and all the seeds of Yerushalayim, v'eba shtsuar v'koma, they should go out to the mountains and collect all sorts of branches in order to make sukkahs. That's the end of the pasuk, which is not quoted here. So the bottom line is, their chachamim say something really interesting. They're saying that there's a special mitzvah of kav chomer. You can't make a kav chomer, which is an anger, end up curtailing the extent of the mitzvah, or making some undue kula, such as by a beer chomet. You make kav chomer, say, by no sepigli, but certainly by chomet, so you end up people who can't burn it are not going to do beer chomet. By sukkah, you make kav chomer, say, it has to be for Arba Samini. There are going to be people who end up not making sukkah. So therefore, you cannot make a kav chomer where an implication of the kav chomer will be a limitation of the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay? That's what we're learning here. Fine. Says Marachos Rabbi Vadono Din Acher. Rabbi, he never gave up. He tried to make a kav chomer. Chomets also b'achila, v'noso also b'achila. Chomets are forbidden to eat, and noso are forbidden to eat. It's not a din, actually. It's a mamatino. It's a hekesh. It's a parallel. Chomets is osur, and so to noser is osur. Mamatz ma zebis reifa, av zebis reifa. You burn nice, so you should burn chomets. Amalo, they said, no. Nevela tochiach. Nevela proves you wrong. Shasur bachila, nevela nala to eat, ve'ena b'sreva, yet you do not burn it. Amalem, so they said, he said, okay, what about taking more qualities? Chametos bachila, uva noya. You're forbidden to eat and derive benefit. Nois are also b'achil v'anoa. Nois is also osir to eat and derive benefit. Al tochiyach nevela is post nevela. Shein asur b'anoa, where there's no prohibition of deriving benefit. So I'll learn out from chaimitz from nosir. Say that anything is osir b'achil and b'anoa, you have to burn. Amalo, they said, not true. V'arei shoa niskal tochiyach. What about an ox which is to be stoned for having killed a human being? Shuas b'achil, it's forbidden to eat, v'anoya, and forbidden to derive benefit. V'ayim b'shef, you do not burn it. What do you do with it? Shuas nisko. You bury it. You stone it, and then you bury it. Okay? So stone and bury it, so we see that not everything which has Osir b'achilos forbidden to eat, osir b'anoa, you have to burn. So Rabbi Yehuda's proof is out the window, right? Says the Gemara, so he tried again. He's stubborn guy, Rabbi Yehuda. He don't give up so easy. He said, chametz osir b'achilos, chametz osir to eat, u'v'anoa, and to our benefit, v'chayev of kais, if you eat it, get kais. But noisir also b'achil v'anoy v'chayev l'koris, it's also koris. Achil shor nisklo, it's not like that. She'en chayev l'o koris. You eat a shor nisklo, you don't get koris. You transgress a lot. Ooh, boy, will flog you. So you're black and blue, but you don't get koris for it. No comparison, right? Says the Gemara, the Chachomim were just as stubborn. What about v'alei chaylev shor nisklo? The forbidden fats of a shor nisklo. We're not giving in here. Yochiach. Shor also b'achil, it's also to eat. Uvanoya and the right benefit. The chayav in low cards and get cards. Beno b'tzreifa. Armelus and so Rabbi Yehuda doesn't give up. He says still. Chomet osur b'achila now to eat uvanoya the right benefit. Chayav cards and chayav cards. The eshlos man becomes osur only after a certain time. After Erev Pesach, right? So to noisa. Osir b'achila, uvanoya, chilev koris yeshbos man. It also comes osir after a certain time. As opposed to ayuchiyah chilev shoranitsko, supposed to chilev shoranitsko, which is, doesn't have a time when it becomes osir, has an event when it becomes osir. It's less chomer. What is the event which makes it osir? Judgment. Ma'adin. It's not inevitable. Right? As man is inevitable, a judgment is not. So it could be that Nosar and Chametz are more stringent than Shoranisk. Okay? Amulo, they said, still, I have a rye against you. Hashem Toli l'shitascha yochiach. Hashem Toli according to you. Hashem Toli means you had an Hashem which had a psul. What was the psul exactly? Doesn't matter. You got Hashem told you it became puzzle. She does the issue. She also about chila v'anoya. It's also to eat and to the right benefit. Chavil kares and he adds chayav kares. Veinu b'sreifa. But here's the critical point. Even Rabbi Yehuda concedes you don't have to burn it. You bury it. The Hashem told you don't burn because that looks. I guess it looks like you're being mockery of it if you burn it. So therefore, what do you do instead? You bury it. So we see that even according to you, the things which have all these traits, yet they are buried and not burnt. Shasak Rabbi Yehuda. That point Rabbi Yehuda was silent. Taka, his raya that you burn it as a mematzinu from parallel from other cases is undermined by virtue of the fact that he himself concedes that you do not burn Rosh Poli, which became possible. Okay? Says what Tani we learned. Actually, Giazman Biur, according to Rabbanan, before the time Biur comes, At Mevaro Bichol Domer. Actually, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry. And he says, before this time Biur comes, At Mevaro Bichol Domer, then you can be Mevaro anything you want, because it's not yet the mitzvah. Mishay Giazman Biur, once the mitzvah comes, let's assume for our purposes in the afternoon of the 14th day, then At Mevaro Bichol Domer, you must burn it, because that's when the mitzvah kicks in. That's a Rabbi Yehuda. Each tie tie, the Rambam learned the exact opposite, like Rabbanah. Actually, he has man biyu at mevar chobisreifa. Even Rabbanah agreed Rabbi Yehuda better beforehand to be mevar bisreifa. I hope they hold because it's a mitzvah to be mevar bisreifa, or they hold that at least it's more effective to be mevar bisreifa. But they'll before the time to eat, before the time this comes, then it's better to be mevar bisreifa, better to burn it. However, mishig, he has man biyu. What's the time biyu comes? At mevar kuchodor, we use anything. You don't wait to get fire. Fast rabbanah. And that's a grabbana. Rabbi Yomel, Tashmisu Somi Batechem. Rabbi says you have to burn it, like Rabbi Yehuda. It says eradicate the sword from your house. Darvishu by Rabbi Motze, so that you do not transgress by Rabbi Motze. What gets you out of doing by Rabbi Motze, when there's no longer any chametz to be found in your possession? Sreifa. So that's how he learns how they have to burn it. What? Tashbisu Sreifa, because it has to be in a way which Bali Motze. It's only to get it out of the world. Rabbi Yirmi Aboy, Rabbi Yirmi asks a cool question. Peter Chamor Shemis. You have a firstborn donkey which killed somebody. What's the status of the firstborn donkey? Who remembers? Nothing to do with it. What do you do with the firstborn donkey? If it doesn't kill somebody. You give it to the Kohen? You just made up a pasuk. That's okay. Upeter chamor tivdeh besevim lo tivdeh va'araf toy. You redeem a demon, Peter Chamor, with a set. I don't even think the set goes. The set, I think, does go to the Kohen. The set goes to the Kohen as Chulin. But you don't give the Kohen the Chamor. You give him the set for which you redeem it. But you lo tivdeh, what do? Barafto. What does Barafto mean? Break its neck, wring its neck, slice its neck open from the back. So you have a Peter Chamor Shemis, the firstborn donkey who killed somebody. What do you do with it? How do you kill it? Ba'refa or biskila? Do you wring its neck like a bechor? Or do you stone it like an animal which killed? Good question, right? Halacha l'maisa. Says when Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Bar Levi Shaw, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Levi asks a similar question. Chalos todos shenasu noisar. This is why it's brought down in our Masechta, because of the similarity of the next question, which is baseline. Chalos todos shenasu noisar. You have Chalos Todah, which became Nosar, and its Pesach is coming. What do you do with them? So Nosar, what do? You burn. But according to Rabbanu, what do you do with Chametz? You can eradicate any way you want. So Nema, Imnasu, so what do? Nema, let's say like this. Imnasu Nosar. If they became Nosar, Chloegi is Man Biura. Before this Man Biura came, at Mevaron, then you, that time, you do the Biura, and here's the type which should be Misrefa. The carbonator reverses everything. You're Mevar Bisreifa. Why? Because what's the mitzvah to do? No, sir. Burn it. You say, yes, yet a mitzvah of Bir Chametz? No. So every time, burn it. Mishagiyaz man Bir, what's the time of Bir Chametz comes? A Mevar run. Mevar at Mevar Mechol Dovar. You can so switch to Girsa. You can eradicate it with any means you want. Because like Rabbanah now, the more pressing and urgent mitzvah is to get rid of chametz. And when it's urgent and pressing to get rid of chametz, say Rabbanan, the best thing to do is just get rid of it ASAP in whatever mode you can. So at that point, you'll do the same thing to the chalos total, which are left over. Okay? Says the Mishnah first. Chametz shel akum, chametz of a goy, shavalav ha-pesach, over which Pesach is passed, mutar bano, since it wasn't the Jews over Pesach. The Shay saw of a Jew, Pesach passed over Jews chametz, asabano. It's asabano afterwards. Shneimar lo yireh lecha, should not be seen by you, and it was, so it's awesome. Akum shehilva as he saw al chemtzo. If a guy lent money to a Jew and took the chametz as collateral, lachar Pesach mutabano. Then after Pesach, the Jews allowed that benefit collateral. Again, we said it, in this case, assume that the collateral was under the jurisdiction and reign of the goy, right? If a Jew gave a loan to a goy on the basis of his chametz, then after Pesach it's forbidden to drive on north from that. Why is that? What? Right. It's in the Jew's possession. Chametz nevelah mapolis. If a chametz and avalanche fall on it, hareu kumavur, it's considered to be as if it's a rack. You don't have to actually send workmen in to check out the avalanche. As long as it's deep down low enough that a dog cannot find it. Okay? So far, so good? Says the Gemara. It sounds that Ab Chomech of a goy which passed over Pesach, it's mutar b'ano, but not b'achila. It just says mutar b'ano, it doesn't say mutar b'achila. Why not? Says more, Mastisa b'mokom sh'lo nagu l'ocho pasach. Our mission is talking about a case where the minhag is not to eat pasach. However, mokom sh'nagu l'ocho pasach, place where people eat pasach, bread of goyim, afilu mutar afilu b'achila, then of course we're even allowed to eat it.
Is it b'achila a form of hanor?
What?
Is it
achila
a form of
hanor?
It's saying that you
can't
have
hanor,
but you can eat it.
So you're allowed to have hanor. It's chametz of a goy. The first line of the Mishnah. Chametz of a goy. So shy, why is only hanor and achila? So say, ain't achlam, you could be achila too. On the right circumstances, where people eat pasach. Okay? Besorah pesach mao. Now, within pesach, can you have hanor from the chametz of a goy? Not your own. Rabbi Yirmiyamar Mutar, Rabbi Yossi Yosso Amar Osir. Rabbi Yirmiyamar says okay, Rabbi Yirmiyamar says it's not okay. Hey, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says it's not okay. Ask, but I didn't say, Lo Yaskir, but Yisrael's Bamtul Akum, Lo Avi Alei Chomets. You're not allowed to rent out your donkey to a goy that he should bring Chomets on it. So we see you're not allowed to derive any benefit on Pesach from Chomets, period. Right? Says the Gemara, Pasal of Eboimo. Let's talk about when you're accompanying your donkey after you rent it out. So the carbonator says that the problem is that that it looks like it did with chametz. So it's just because of matter of science. That's the carbonator. The carbonator Moshe says that the problem is actually that you might come to get involved in chametz, which the goy is carrying. But I don't think that that's the case because, I mean, obviously there are plenty of cases where the chametz around and we don't succumb to temptation. And then the more immediate temptation here is that if you come with him, so you're going to go, it's not a temptation, you're going to deal with the chametz with him. And then you might not even deal with it, but it looks like you deal with him, and that's Mara sign. Okay, problem, Mara sign. People see you and say, oh, it must be okay to have the dealings with chametz, and therefore, even though it's really the goy, you're not allowed to participate with it. Ask more about Tani. Didn't we learn? Lo Yaskir Yisrael Svinosu Akul Avila Chomets. Person not allowed to rent his boat to a goy to bring Chomets, why not? So, Pasala, same idea. Imo. It's when you're going with him on the boat on Shabbos. Ah, it says, Gemara, well, Tai, didn't we learn Lo Yaskir Yisrael's Basil Akul Lite Yitzokho Chomets? Right, Basil Chomets. A person cannot give his Chomets. A Jew cannot rent out his house to a goy to put Chomets in it. Now, here it's clear not talking about where you're living with the goy, right? Why not? So the Gilin Hashas says, because it's hard to live with the goy, because of sakana. So you're not living with the goy, so nevertheless, it seems that you transgress. Why? You don't own it. So why, even if you're dire with him, even live with him, you shouldn't transgress anything, because you don't own the chametz, right? So you live with him, big deal. Why does that make you transgress the chametz? Right, that's the answer. Okay? Now, says more very interesting halacha. Three very important halachas, one after the other. Gago shel akum, the roof of a non-Jew's house, she'asamach le'gago shel Yisrael, which is next to the roof of a Jew's house, nizgago le'chomitz be'gago shel akum, and the chomitz rolled from the house of the goy, le'gago shel Yisrael, to the house, to the roof of the Jew. Can you touch the chametz? You gotta push it with a stick. Did you ever hear that before? Chametz that basically can't actually move directly. That's what comes out from here. amazing concept. I don't understand. I mean, I didn't make a major search in the postgame, but it's not where the Ein Mishpat has it here. So it comes out, you're not allowed to touch it.
Maybe second.
Even a Chol Moed. No, even a Chol Moed. Look, because look.
Because if you're touching with your hand, it's like an Akira.
So what?
So it's like you're taking possession of it.
You have to pick it up three times in order to take possession. What? But it comes out very... If that's true, I didn't look it up in any detail, but... You can ask Ellie Ginsberg. But, I don't know. It's a very big chiddush if this is true. He might say Shabbos Yotif. See, it's about Cholmoy. Says with Shabbos Yotif, then Rav Amar Koyfilah Sakli. And Rav says that of course you can't even push it because it's really muktzah, bona fide muktzah. In that case, you have to be Koyfilah Sakli. You have to put something over it. Okay, the next Gemara, the reason I'm stalling is because the next Gemara is going to make me embarrassed. Says Gemara. I think I'm kidding. Says Gemara. Rav Amar. Tzorech loymar kol chometz sheyesh li besoch besi ve'eni yodei abo yibotel. Here it is. Yerushalmi brings down bitul chometz. It's explicit. It works. We've been clearing, for those of you who just joined us tonight, I have cast aspersions on whether Yerushalmi holds a bitul chometz. I have assumed that it's only bedikas chometz that holds, not bitul chometz. But here it is explicitly, Yerushalmi does hold a bitul chometz. Okay? What can I do? Says Gemara further. Now, Rav Amar, Tzorich Loimar, you have to say, Asher Kesher Mitzvah, Vitzibon Abir Chometz. That's the mitzvah. The brachas say Abir Chometz, not Abdikas Chometz, Abir Chometz. What? Mitzvah. Oh, I'm sorry, Mitzvah Spir. I missed it. We don't know that. We say Abir Chometz, right? I didn't know, so you're right, glossed over. Okay. Now, Rav said also, Rav Amar Atoch Beso Chomet.
That's a strange.
It's like a mitzvah filling. But I don't know if we have any other bracha like that either. Because usually we use the verb. And here we have Laniach Tefillin. Leshe Basuka. But here, what verb are you going to use? Since Rav holds a Yoytze with Bittel. What do you say? Shekhar Shomasov Tzivon or Bittel? It's not good enough. Because Bittel is not a Maisa. You have to mention an act. So there's no act you mention. So that's why you say a Mitzvah's Biur. That must be the Pshat. There's no specific act you can ascribe to being the beer, particularly according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, can say it's the burning, but there's no burning according to Rabbanan. Okay? It says more further. Rav Amar, Hatach Beso Chometz, if you, I don't know how this works, but if you, you plaster your house with Chometz, I guess it's Chometz mixed into the plaster which you used on your walls. Tzarech Levar, you have to peel off your plaster. And the Rishonim being here, yeah, that's why you have to scrape your, clean your chairs well, and all sorts of other things, if they have chometz worked into the paint. Because you see, as long as it's considered edible, you're chatur mi'avara. Says Gemara, Tari, it's a kasha, wait a minute. Hi, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Batek shasol kufas, if you made your dough into a cushion, batel, so it's batel of itself, you don't have to, you don't have to eradicate it. So it says, we're a puzzle, one or two answers. He resolved, either Ocha lukin Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, either Rabbanu argue Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and all that even the dough made out of the kufas, the stool made out of the batek is tameh, has to be eradicated, or he might say that I ain't kufas moisu. It once becomes like a cushion or a stool. I'm looking for a better word than stool. What? A booth? I want to say the word ottoman. I guess is the closest thing. No, it's what? Not an Ottoman Empire. An ottoman you sit on.
It's a
cushion. Right, it's a cushion, a footstool. So once you made it a footstool, it's different because ohen kufas moisu. It's repugnant. The walls are also not repugnant. You peel off the walls and eat them. Right? Yeah, gingerbread. So, but to use chametz which is already made into a cushion, now you're not going to do so, you don't have to eradicate it. Okay? Which is basically the concept of royal achilles kaf and not royal achilles kaf. Okay, now, the next thing you show me is a major, major chiddush. Ready? No, it's not a chiddush for us, but it's not in the Bavli. Yisrael v'akam shu yiboyim b'sfina. If a Jew and a guy were coming on a boat, v'chometz b'yad Yisrael, and v'chometz is in the hands of a Jew, ha'rei ze mecher l'akum. Here it is. Here it is, mecher l'chometz. Okay? It's all Yerushalmi. Ah, what greater sustaining value can Yerushalmi than to base all mecher l'chometz on Yerushalmi? Now that, it goes into greater detail here. Okay? Shuba if a chometz out Yisrael, I raise the mortal akim, you can sell it to the guy. Oh no, so matter, you give it to him as a gift. The chometz of local men are after Pesach, you buy it back after Pesach. If you give it as a gift, you have to give it as a real gift. Right? I merely Yisrael akim. So why do you do that? Even in a sale. Yisrael says to the guy, it's so funny. Actually, kech b'mona, instead of coming and buying for $100, kachla masayin. Instead of coming, what it means is it's all one long sentence. All right, the coordinator changed the gears, but I forgot to look at it in greater detail. It says, instead of buying for $100, buy for $200. Meaning, instead of being able to make $100 off a deal, I'll give you a deal which you can make $200 off of. How so? Because actually, to lokeach mi b'chomi akut, instead of buying the chomitz from a guy, chomitz that you need anyway, bo kachom Yisrael. Buy and come and buy it from a Jew. Shemi tzarech, because maybe I'll need to buy it back, ve'ekach mimcho achar Pesach. And I'll buy it back for you after Pesach for more money than he would realize elsewhere. So you can hint to the guy, basically what Yerushalmi is saying is, you're hinting to him, I'll make it worth your while. If you buy my chametz now, I'm going to buy it back from you later. You can't say explicitly, because that'll make the whole joke the whole sale a joke. But you can hint to him that it's going to be highly worth his while. It's right now because of current returns. He'll now pay him on and get back him a sign. Okay? I'm asking by his chaver. Somebody who rents a house to his friend. Actually, according to Socha Masker, before the tenant enters the house, Tzarech Levayer. I'm sorry, actually, according to Socha, before the tenant enters, Hamaskir Tzarech Levayer. The landlord has to check the house. Mishi, according to Socha, if the tenant enters, Hasocher Tzarech Levayer, the tenant's got to eradicate the chometz. Amar Shimon said, Amosai, when is it true that if the tenant has not yet entered, he doesn't have to clean out the house? It's matcha muscle. It's a little bit choppy. I'm learning like Mashbiach. The aim aside, maybe we should really change the gears, Kohen Mashbiach, but I'll work it in this way. Aim aside is Machi Moslem Mavtech. When is there a tzad that the fellow who is renting, the tenant, he has to check chametz, even though he hasn't yet moved in? There is such a time. When is that? When you got the key. Because the key is handed out to the king. As Machi Loma Sarlos Mavtech, where the tenant has not yet gotten the key and has not yet moved in, then he doesn't have to check. Okay? I may be by Pazi. I read it by Pazi. Said, boy, they asked the Shiloh, Masters HaMavtech, if somebody gave a key, is that considered to be a kidding or not? But Rabbi Shimon, obviously it is. The moment you get the key, you're Chayav and Bior, because now it's your apartment. So the question is, that where he just citing a parallel Machlokas, where you have a similar issue. But there are others who learn differently. Like the Mecha Mayim says, they were talking about a case, Masters HaMavtech has not been caught in the process of a kinyan or even a schirus. It's talking about I'm the owner of the house and I left you, my son, the keys and said, go do bedika. Can I rely on you or not? Okay? So, in any event, so Moshe Rabbeinu Mal, I'm Rabbi Schaia, Chasari Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Schaia, the Chasari Rabbi Levi said, Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachomi. This is the same to Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Chachomi. Tito, look over there. Somebody at Amoyser Basil Mavtechul Amoritz. Somebody leaves his house with an Amoritz. Guess what he is? The person who gave over the key. No, he's a fool. But what do you have in the house, obviously? Stuff which is torn. So he gave the key to the Amoritz. And then to Abayis Tor, Shlomoser Eloh Shmiras Mavtech. That Akama says, I only gave him the key to watch. I didn't tell him he's allowed to enter. So Ratanakama is Lishitoso earlier. He holds that giving the key is not what determines, but rather giving the person entree, right, to access, right? Whereas we have here Machlokas. Here it says, Rabbi Shimon Metame. Rabbi Shimon's consistent, because just like Rabbi Shimon said previously, if the tenant already has the key, he's got the check. So here Rabbi Shimon is saying that if the Amoretz has got the key, he assumes that he is mastery, and therefore you have to go and you have to actually assume that he was Metame. He did enter, he didn't stay out like he was supposed to. Okay? Says more further. Akum Shaboy Tzil Yisrael. If a goy comes by Jews, then I, the Yisrael, who owns the house, don't have to eradicate the chometz. It's in his hands, it's his problem, not mine. And he's a goy, so he has no problem. At Lobier, by skip turn, however, the goy left it as safekeeping by him, then he's got to get rid of it somehow, right? If you designate a specific place in your house which is considered to be the goy's, where he keeps his chametz, and otzorich levar, then you know, then you can assume that it's like that area is right there. You don't have to beer chametz on the stuff in that area. Lo beer. What if you didn't do beer chametz properly? Lachar Pesach ma. What's the status after? Well, it's talking about, in this case, you didn't do bir chomet on the goy's pikadon, the goy's option which gave for safekeeping to you. Lo bir mao, lachabes mao, Rabbi Yonah mar mutter, Rabbi Yonah says mutter. It does become osir banoa. Rabbi Yonah mar osir, Rabbi Yonah says it's osir banoa, like any other chomet shavu on Pesach. Says the Gemara, okay? Amar, it should be the Gilyan HaShatzi or changes. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah said permissible. He said, you know why? Chametzo shel akum hu. It's the case where it's the chametz of the goy. Yisrael shel avar lo v'lo bi'aro. Yisrael is the one who true transgressed and didn't eradicate it. But l'maisa, it doesn't become osir b'ano. Why does it become osir b'ano? Why does it have to be a mavar? Because it was chametz of a goy. It's a very interesting distinction. You say the chametz of a goy after Pesach is permissible. Even if he wandered into your house with it and left the bayou, so he should have eradicated it.
How can you eradicate it? You're keeping it for for safekeeping. He gave it to you.
So. You've estimated its value. Keep the money instead. In safekeeping. So again, Rabbi Yonah, I'm Rabbi Yonah. The reason why I said this second last line, the chametz of the goy, Yisrael didn't eradicate it. So in that case, the after Pesach it's still mutter, because I'm not sure if this is a derisa of the Rabbanan. I'm not sure if this is derisa of the Rabbanan. Doubt you say that the chametz which the Israel is. Generally speaking, Avalah means that the Raisa. I guess you're right. I don't see how it could work the Raisa. So Raisa should actually give him Malchus at least. You don't do anything to him. In other words, Yisroel is harboring a goy who had chametz in his hand. It says here we don't do anything to the Yisroel, right? The Shaya says chametz will have to pay. This chametz will pay the mutar also by not. So it's Machlokas, Rabbi Yoina, and Rabbi Yoisa. So say Rabbi Yoina says that it's mutar because even though the Jew transgressed Isser by having the goy in his house, so it's not clear what Isser. He transgressed Isser, but that doesn't make the chametz also by not, because ultimately the chametz still belongs to the goy. Maybe the Isser is Mar Sina. So it says Gemara, Matan Eloyer Elcha. Who's the Tata who learns from Lo Yireh Lecha that it's also even after Pesach? Now the Mashmiah says the typo here is not the right pasuk, which should be another pasuk, which we're going to learn later in the Gemara. But it's not your main right now. So that's more Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda. The Tata we learned, somebody who eats from 6 hours and beyond, he eats chametz after the sixth hour. V'chein chametz shavu Pesach, chametz after Pesach. Harei b'zeh b'lo saseh. Transgress the negative commandment. V'ein bod kareis. There is no kareis. See Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer keishoyim b'kareis. If there's no kareis, there's no lo saseh. Koshayim b'kareis. Ein bod lei lo... Koshayim b'kareis. Ein bod below saseh. So it's really a kasha. How can Rabbi Shimon hold in our case that there's no kareis, that there's a lo saseh by the guy who let a goy into his house wearing chametz, holding chametz? So it says Gemara, Mod Rabbi Shimon ba'aser shu oser. Oh, here is actually, I forgot, the Gemara already asked the question. Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's nisa doraisa, that to have the chametz in your house, even if you don't get kareis. Says my Surah Mao, what's the Isser? It's the Rabbi Yirmi Amar Surah Divrei Torah, it's the Isser the Raisa. Rabbi Yirmi Amar, Rabbi Yirmi Isser the Rabbi Yirmi, it's the Surah Divrei, it's the Isser the Rabbon. Matam is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Hajj Rabbi Yehuda? It says, Lo Yechel Chamei Tayo. It says, Lo Yechel Chamei Tayo. Monica, what are we talking about? Im Soch Moe, if it's ready, Ani Yotuk Park, see if it says, Lo Soch Ha Lov Chamei Tayo. Do any Chamei Tayo upon the Korban Pesach. It's not going on during the Yontif, nor even during the time of Korban Pesach, where I must be going after Amoy. After Yontif, if you have chametz left over, it's also because of chametz shavu'ah of Pesach, right? Says Gemara, Mamakar Shimon, time of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda, which says lechel chametz hayom, which is superfluous and must be going on Motzoi Pesach and teach us to the rice of the whole year? Says Gemara, nah. He says, we use the Josh and the Yasol together. Amar Ibun, Ibun said, Abarchia Patla Krabius Agli. And that's the passage for Drush. The Krabius Agli, Tai Rabius Agli Omer, Ani, Omer Ani, I say, Shloya Pesam Mitzrayim, there's no Pesam Mitzrayim, El Yoim Echad Bilvat. Only one day out of the seven was Pesach, not all seven. Shneamat says, Lo Yehoeh, Lo Yehoeh, Chametz, Ayom. But the emphasis on the word ayom is only one day, not more than that. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't get any friends from parents, so I'm going to have to stop. That's not an issa d'oraisa. Rabbi Yair says issa d'oraisa to possess chametz after Pesach. The other rabbi says issa d'rabbanan to possess chametz after Pesach. We pass on like the other rabbi, it's only issa d'rabbanan, not issa d'oraisa. Okay? We'll stop here. What can I tell you?
Germane
only to that case on the boat where the Duke couldn't burn it,
couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
So that's why
he had. Yeah, but once there's a heter, there's a heter.
That's a big
carte blanche. Sure. So.